Now, are you familiar with the Z printer?
Yes.
So, can you tell me how the iris differs from the Z printer as far as how it applies the color?
Sure. Well, with the Z print technology, it relies on a layer of powder, as you know, that's deposited, and then they print from the top surface. And so, for example, if you wanted to print, you print your ink from the top surface of the powder, and it goes into the powder, and it permeates through the powder. One of the difficulties with that is that if you want to print high resolution on an underside, you have to print, a quantity of ink on the top to enable it to permeate all the way through the powder. It can be hard to stop that, it can keep on going down, if you know what I mean. Hard to stop where that actual ink stops. But more importantly, when the inks mix, they don't. They change color, obviously. So it's okay when they're all separated, but when those inks actually, when you pump more ink in there to get to the underside, those inks can actually mix, and then you can have difficulties with the color. So in our technology, because ink and paper are made together, that's what it was really developed for, was to go on bright paper. What we do in our technology is that we pre-print the sheets. So in the solution, in the iris solution, when you get the iris machine, you get an iris stand, and you get built into that a regular two-dimensional printer. When you slice your model and you hit print, the first thing it does is that it prints the sheets out onto sheets of paper. So it takes a regular white sheet of paper and it prints the ink only where the cut is going to go on the model. So you pre-print the sheets.
Okay.
But we print the sheets on the top and bottom. So we have very high resolution on the top and on the bottom side, so we can get just as high resolution, the DPI that I mentioned earlier, on both sides of the surface. And because of that, we can control the resolution on the underside and on overhangs. So then you take those pre-printed sheets, you feed them into a regular, into the iris printer, and it pulls in one sheet at a time. But because we've only deposited the ink where the cut is going to go, when you cut through the sheet of paper, you actually get the color all the way through the cut. So it's a very unique way of doing it. There's a lot of advantages to having it because people are familiar with the quality that you would expect from a regular office printer, a 2D printer, printing out photographs and printing out, very high resolution images. And we're just taking that technology and building that into 3D. So we're leveraging on all the expertise and the developments that have happened in regular 2D printing and just bringing that into the 3D environment, 3D world. Plus, you can, as you're making your part, as the iris machine is making its 3D color part, you can be pre-printing the next job and you can have all that ready, so there's no time lag in pre-feeding the sheets into the machine.
And when you're feeding the sheets into the machine, is there some kind of a binder or something that goes between each sheet to make it all
Yeah.
fit together?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's the same principle as the 300, so the 300 plus. So effectively, when you take the sheets out of the regular two-dimensional printer, you feed them into the paper tray of the iris. You just attach one sheet onto a build plate, and you just manually do that. The operator does that themselves. A very simple process, and then it'll apply a layer of adhesive. It pulls in the first sheet from the paper tray, and then it cuts out the profile, and it just repeats that process over and over. Applying adhesive, pulling in the sheet, and cutting the profile, and just repeat until you finish. So, one of the people realize that it is based on the traditional LOM process. However, the laminated object manufacturing process had a lot of inherent difficulties in that it usually supplied a pre-applied adhesive. So you would have either a roll of paper that would have the whole roll covered with adhesive. And when you pull in that sheet of paper and you press, the waste material and the part itself are stuck with the same intensity. So it would require something like a chisel or very sharp objects to break away the waste material when you're finished, and that would prevent any delicate structures that our technology can make. So the big advancement, forget even about the iris, about a whole range of products, is that we selectively put down this water-based adhesive. So in our deposition process, we pull in a standard sheet of letter paper. There's nothing on it, it's just like you buy from your store. but we selectively put down adhesive. We put in a high concentration of adhesive where the part is going to be required, and then a very low concentration on the waste material, just enough to hold it so that when you cut the waste up, that it actually will stay in place. That means that when you remove the waste material, it's very easy to remove the excess waste around the product.